This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. State lawmakers are expected to unveil several bills later this week stemming from the mass shooting in Boulder. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Democratic Senate Majority Leader Steve Fenberg represents the district where a gunman killed 10 people. He plans to unveil details of the bills in the coming days, things like expanding background checks for gun purchases and allowing cities to pass stricter firearm laws than the state. The package will also include more money for mental health.
Doing big landmark investments and structural changes in our mental health area is important as well. We just think it makes sense to pair it with common sense gun violence prevention policies.
Some advocates have pushed for a statewide ban on assault-style firearms. While Fenberg says he would support that, there's enough opposition from both parties that there won't be a bill this year. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Denver Mayor Michael Hancock says the city is planning to spend more on transit. Hancock says he hopes to line up funding for several big projects by the time he leaves office. Those include a rapid bus line on Colfax Avenue. He's also hopeful for more federal money.
I think we get an opportunity, particularly with the Biden administration and his jobs plan, is to, you know, potentially invest even more in transit, and that's what we're hoping to do.
Denver has a long-term goal of reducing the number of commuters in the city who drive to work alone, and increasing transit service across the city is key to accomplishing that. You're listening to CPR News.